From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. We've been reporting on the rush of people to prepay property taxes in some states. Once the new tax law goes into effect in 2018, people can only deduct $10,000 worth of state and local taxes. So many were hoping paying early might get them an extra deduction on their 2017 taxes. Yesterday, the IRS issued an advisory on this maneuver. To explain, I'm joined by Robertson Williams of the Tax Policy Center. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what is the IRS telling all these people who've been scrambling to prepay their taxes?
Essentially, they're saying you can pay the property taxes ahead of time if you have a formal assessment of what those taxes are. You can't just send money to the government and say, put this on my tab to pay taxes down the road. You have to actually have an assessment and a tax bill, effectively, in order to prepay the taxes for next year.
And this has to do with how counties do their assessments, when they start and stop the year of their assessment, right?
That's correct. For example, Fairfax County in Virginia sends assessments out in February for the current tax year. So taxpayers in that county will not receive their 2018 bills until sometime after February, once the assessments are made. At this point, people can only guess what the taxes would be, and the IRS has said that's not good enough.
And so lots of people in Fairfax County may have stood in line to try and prepay those taxes. What does that mean for them?
Effectively, it means they've got money sitting in Fairfax County's coffers. The county can decide whether to return that money or just hold it and wait and see what happens. The point is, from the IRS perspective, those taxes are not deductible on the 2017 tax returns that we'll file next April. They really haven't saved any money on before the new tax bill takes effect.
This has been confusing for people, obviously, in the last couple of weeks and days. What does this tell us about how the rest of this tax law will be implemented?
In general, tax changes aren't that complicated. This is particularly confusing because the rules change so abruptly, affecting relatively few people, but high-income people in high-tax states. Those people are saying, let me see if I can take advantage of this and save a few dollars on this year's taxes in anticipation of higher taxes next year.
Robertson Williams is a senior fellow at the Tax Policy Center. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.